Today on Sports Card Investor, eBay has introduced a new price guide tool, and we're getting an inside look direct from the national show floor.
My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies, and at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me and my team as we help you profit from the hobby we all love.
Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to a special episode where we are about to get an inside look at a new feature that our sponsor eBay launched into their eBay app. It's called Price Guide Beta, and it's pretty cool. We're going to learn more about it in just a minute. Now, some of you out there might be thinking to yourself right now, wait a minute, Sports Card Investor has its own pricing apps. They've got the Sports Card Investor app, and they've got the Market Movers app. So why are they sitting here talking about a new price guide tool that eBay built into the Price Guide app? Well, eBay's new tool, Price Guide Beta, it's considerably different than our products here at Sports Card Investor. Market Movers, for example, is built for the serious investor or collector with a lot of advanced features, like the ability to compare multiple cards together on the same chart, and the ability to track pop counts of cards or look at the ratio of price to pop count, the ability to look at price movements across a large database of cards. So there's a lot of different things that our products can do that Price Guide Beta from eBay doesn't do. But what their product does do is very, very helpful. It really makes it more accessible to see the pricing history of cards from directly within the eBay app. And for those of you like me that many times have gone into the eBay app and have used the sold items filter on your search to look up the price history, recent sales of cards, this is a much better version of that. And for that, we're very, very excited. Here at Sports Card Investor, one thing that I think is really, really important for the sports card market is that there is transparency of sales data and sales history. The more market information we can get out there about the history of the sale of sports cards, the better it's going to be for everybody. The more fair deal you will be able to get as somebody who is buying or investing in sports cards. And so whenever a company like eBay makes their data more transparent and more accessible, I'm a big fan of it. So no matter if you're getting your sports card sales data from the Sports Card Investor app or Market Movers, or now from the eBay Price Guide Beta, I think it's a great thing for the hobby to have options and more transparency of data. So let's find out more about it now. We are going to go to the national show floor and meet with Nicole Colombo, the general manager of trading cards at eBay. Nicole, welcome to Sports Card Investor.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeff.
Absolutely. It is an honor to have Nicole on the show. As you guys know, eBay is a sponsor of our program, and Nicole has been an intricate part of working with us and working with the sports card community to make a lot of improvements to what eBay is doing. There's been a series of things eBay's rolled out with over the last year to make eBay as a platform more friendly and even better experience for both buyers and sellers. And that work continues today because we're about to talk about a new enhancement eBay has just come out with inside the eBay app that I think you guys are going to be excited to hear about. But first of all, how has this show and experience been for you, Nicole?
The show has been very exciting this year. This is my third national, and this one is so full of new people. I mean, there are collectors who have been here for years, but there are a lot more new people into the space, new investors, new flippers, and it's so fun. It's packed.
It is packed. It is. You guys have to get here next year if you weren't able to make it this year. Hopefully you were, but if not, come next year. I think it's in Atlantic City next year, and it's going to be an incredible experience. And one of the cool things you get to do while you're here is you get to meet all of the big companies in the industry, including eBay. And a lot of the big companies make big announcements about things they're working on, things they're doing, including eBay. And that's what we're about to talk about. So since Sports Card Investor got going a couple of years ago, one of my big missions with Sports Card Investor was to make sales data, sales history, more accessible to everybody in the sports card community. And you guys know we developed Market Movers as a very in-depth data tool to slice and dice sports card data history. And we have our Sports Card Investor app, et cetera. Because it's been difficult. The process of getting sales before we came out with our apps was eBay sold items. And eBay sold items, while helpful data wasn't always the best experience. But eBay is wanting to make that experience better because eBay wants to make sales data more accessible to everybody. And so we've got a big upgrade to the app. So tell us, Nicole, what is going on with the sold items in eBay now?
Yeah, thank you, Jeff. So today we're rolling out price guides for eBay. It is a beta experience on the eBay app where you can search for trading cards and you can find historical information that shows you the price of the trading card and how it's fluctuated over time. It has a year of history and it's much more transparent and much more streamlined than the way we know people were previously doing it, where they would search and hit advance and then look for sold items. This is a much more streamlined experience. We're really excited about it. It is a beta format. That means it's gonna iterate over time and we'll do upgrades to it. And we want feedback from all of your listeners. So please give us feedback. You can get feedback in the experience. You can email us at betafeedback@ebay.com.
Awesome, very good. And so we'll definitely try it out and get Nicole that feedback. What was the impetus for eBay wanting to build out this new feature set?
I mean, we've heard over and over again that people are coming to eBay to look for data, and it's just not easy to find. People are looking at our sold items, people are looking at the live listings, and we wanted to make it much more transparent.
Yeah.
We want to enable collectors in the space, we want to enable investors and flippers in the space, and provide more transparency.
Yeah.
So we're really excited about it. We're launching with 1 year of history, but eventually we'll add more history as well. And so right now you can actually access it through searching for your top sports cards. You can search for LeBron James rookie card, for example, and it will come up in the experience. Or you can search for eBay price guide and then it'll show up as well.
Excellent, good. Look guys, transparency is awesome when it comes to sports card data. Like it is what we need to have this market continue to grow and thrive. We need more transparent data so everybody out there understands the transaction history. So whether you're getting that data from Market Movers with the in-depth data dashboards or the Sports Card Investor app, now within the eBay app itself, you can get some of that price history data as well. And that's great. I am a big proponent of that data being available at your fingertips, no matter how you are searching, because to have more people knowledgeable about the history of how sports card prices changed, data is power. And so having more data at your fingertips, no matter what tool you're using, is a really positive thing for the hobby. So I'm really, really excited that eBay is doing this. So you mentioned that this was, you've got the price guide component to this. So you just mentioned like someone can search and it's gonna come up with the option to do that. Tell us a little more about how it works.
Sure, so you can search right now for one of your favorite sports cards and or a Pokemon Charizard card, for example. And in the top of search, you'll see price guides. Now, it'll be as accurate as your search. So if you do LeBron James card, you're gonna get all sorts of cards, all sorts of grades. It's gonna be a huge range. If you say LeBron James PSA 10 rookie card, you get very specific about it, you'll have a much more accurate search. So play with it the way you play with search. It's based on eBay search, but it'll provide a lot more transparency. It'll show you the historical sales that the data is based on. And one of the key features is that it will show you the actual sold price for a best offer versus what the best offer versus what the listing price was. So really transparent for people to make decisions about whether or not they should buy, sell, trade, flip a card. So we're launching a collection beta as well that does go hand in hand with price guides.
Yep.
The collection beta is a way for people to track their collection of trading cards that they've purchased on eBay, or you can upload trading cards that you've purchased using a CVS file. It's a way to actually track your portfolio, your collection, and then connect it to price guides to see how that portfolio has increased or decreased in value over time. It's also in beta format, meaning that we want your feedback. We're gonna keep improving it as we go. We're really excited to launch it. Right now it's launched for the top six sports, as well as the top three collectible card games, Magic the Gathering, Pokemon, and Yu-Gi-Oh! And so it's a great new feature for collectors to track. It'll be in your My eBay. You'll see collection beta in there. So please start playing with it and giving us some feedback.
And this is all live now in the eBay app.
It is, it's live today.
Perfect, so you guys can go out there right now and try this out in the eBay app, test out this functionality. It's gonna be really nice to have that information at your fingertips. So no matter how you're searching for cards, you've got that information right there and you can understand the price movements. So it's been a busy week at the eBay booth here at the National. You guys were doing some really, really cool promotions over the course of the last few days here. What were your favorite highlights, things that have happened or things that may be happening here before the National ends?
So my two favorite things, we're collaborating with Emmitt Smith, NFL legend. He's actually auctioning off some items from his personal collection, and he's going to be at the booth today, so we're just so excited to have people here get to actually meet him, which is really fun. And then DJ Ski, artist, DJ, card collector. He did some amazing cards just for the National featuring Chicago.
Yeah, you got to show these to the audience because these are, look at this.
We're giving these out at our booth. So we're really excited and proud of these.
Just incredible, incredible cards. And I know for those of you who didn't make it this year, you could actually find some of these DJ Ski cards. You guys have been doing a bunch of different things with him online as well. But it's cool seeing it all come together. And the fact that eBay's been doing this at their booth and giving cards away and all that kind of stuff. That's one of the awesome things that happens every year at the National. So if you didn't make it this year, hopefully next year in Atlantic City, you can come to the eBay booth because I'm sure you guys are going to be doing something great next year as well.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Nicole, this has been great. Congratulations on a very successful National and a new successful launch to your new Price Guy tools. I think that's really exciting.
Thank you, Jeff.
Everybody go check out the eBay app and give it a shot.
Thanks for joining us for this special episode today. Hit that subscribe button and that bell icon so we can continue to bring you more news from the sports card world. We'll see you again soon with our next episode. Take care.